Well, thank you for coming at 2:30 in the afternoon. I appreciate you being here today. There are several classes along the same theme. My friend Jim Martin taught one this morning, and there's another class along the themes of ministry care, self-care, soul care, the emotional issues of dealing with life in congregations and ministry, et cetera, et cetera. And so when I got the invitation to teach, I thought, well, what do I do? And so this title came to my mind immediately, Leading Well Without Losing Your Soul. It's fairly provocative for me. And in about a year and a half, I've spent 40 years in congregational ministry, and 33 of those as a preaching minister in all kinds of settings. And so it's very personal for me and some of my own spiritual journey. I've been in five congregations, and 75% of that time was in two churches. One of them, I was there once, left and came back. They asked me to come back, and I said, why do you want me to come back? At the time, I was 55. I had less hair. I was fatter, and I had a bad attitude 5 out of 7 days a week. And they said, we know all of that, but come on anyway. And so I've been back at that church for now 5.5 years. I preach for the Mansfield Church of Christ in Mansfield, Texas, which is Arlington, Fort Worth area, about 22 miles straight south of Dallas-Fort Worth. And I've been blessed to be a co-leader of Hope Network that Brother Lynn Anderson started many years ago, 1999, I believe, 96 or 99. And John Mulliken and I have been the co-leaders of Hope Network. This will be 3 years this last January. And we have just a delightful time together. But beyond that, it's just a lot of work in people's lives. And so Hope Network has 18 partners. And out of those 18 partners, we've estimated just this year, as of last week, we worked with 70 congregations and over 250 ministers, elders, or some kind of church leaders, including women as well, because we have a couple of women that are our Hope Network partners. And so in the last 2.5 years, we have been in over 400 congregations, from the size of 60 people to the size of 2,000 member churches our partners have. And we do interim ministry that Brother Tim Woodruff runs and manages that. We do consulting with churches. We do mentoring groups. We do leader marriage care through Lynn Anderson's son, John. We do that basically. We're a resource to come alongside of church leaders in a number of different ways. And so I've done a lot